now we're hearing a performance by George Lee, an artist to keep an ear on. He gave his first public concert at age 10. He received a silver medal in a famed Russian competition at 15. And now the still young pianist performs with some of the world's great orchestras. Here's NPR's Tom Heisinger.
George Lee is 22 years old now, and he sounds like a typical college student.
I got up, I guess, at around 9 o'clock, and then I went to class. It's an English class on gender and representation.
Wait a minute, an English class when you've got a career as a concert pianist? George Lee, who studies at Harvard, likes to chart his own path.
At one point, it kind of dawned upon me how close music and literature are together, and so it's kind of helped me understand music even deeper.
From George Lee's debut album, that's a sonata by Chopin, a composer close to Lee's heart. It was Chopin's music that earned Lee the top prize at the Cooper competition at Oberlin Conservatory when he was just 14. I surprised him with a little tape from that final round victory performance.
I can't even find that performance myself. It definitely was a very energetic performance. I definitely feel differently how I approach the piece now.
How would you approach it differently now?
Probably more refined if I played it now. And for me, I just had like a couple minutes of cringing just now, but it was good.
But there's no cringing from critics when they hear George Lee play. They're calling him a major talent. One thing that sets him apart is that for all of his, quote, mesmerizing technique, he's not just an empty showman. His mind, they note, is well attuned to the nuances of the score. Lee's album, released last fall, opens with a sonata by Haydn, and his subtle touch makes the music sparkle.
Imagine, like, the image of champagne bubbles, or just that sound when the champagne pours into the glass like that.
George Lee was born near Boston. His parents came to the U.S. from China in the 1980s. They had few opportunities to hear classical music growing up in the Cultural Revolution. Lee began playing the piano at age 4 and thought of it only as a hobby. But one day when he was 11, a Beethoven piano concerto changed everything.
All of a sudden, like in the middle of the performance, I felt different. I was kind of transported in some other reality, and I felt all these emotions within the piece and within myself. After that moment, I was like, wanted to do this for the rest of my life.
And fortunately for George Lee fans, that's likely to be a very long time. Tom Heisinger, NPR News.
NPR Music is featuring exceptional up-and-coming artists for a feature called Slingshot, and George Lee is one of them. Learn more about Slingshot artists at nprmusic.org.